Sex is the ultimate human experience. When done well, it becomes mind-blowing ecstasy that can transform relationships and boost self-confidence. While the sexual improvement industry is massive, most resources miss what truly matters. This book stands apart because it's based on a remarkable personal journey from complete sexual novice to master. The author transformed from a socially awkward gamer who suffered humiliating erectile dysfunction during his first sexual encounter to someone living what most would consider a dream life, complete with multiple fulfilling relationships and increasingly satisfying sexual experiences. What makes this approach revolutionary is its focus on psychological rather than physical stimulation. While toys can provide perfect physical stimulation, they remain poor substitutes for real sex because they lack the psychological component that makes sex meaningful. This psychological aspect is 10 times more important for women than men, which explains why women can buy vibrators yet still crave real sexual connection. The path to extraordinary sex isn't mastering complex techniques, but understanding the four elements that create profound psychological arousal. The Sex God Method centers around four critical elements that form the DV framework: dominance, emotion, variety, and immersion. Each element plays a vital role in creating extraordinary sexual experiences, with psychological stimulation taking precedence over physical technique. Dominance forms the foundation of male sexual power. Every woman has a deep desire to be dominated by an alpha male. It's one of her most fundamental cravings, hardwired through evolution. Without dominance, there can be no genuine sexual excitement. This isn't about physical size, though it helps slightly, but about adopting a dominant mentality and behaviors in the bedroom. Emotion creates depth and intensity in sexual experiences. The more powerful the emotions before and during sex, the more intensely pleasurable and satisfying it becomes. This is especially true for women, who experience emotional highs and lows more intensely than men. Both positive and negative emotions can heighten sexual pleasure when properly channeled. Variety keeps sexual experiences fresh and exciting. Even the most thrilling techniques lose their appeal with repetition. While having multiple partners creates natural variety, it's entirely possible to maintain variety within monogamous relationships by mixing up every aspect of the sexual experience, sometimes dominant, sometimes emotional, sometimes with extensive foreplay, sometimes with none. Immersion represents the ability to let go completely during sex, to exist solely through feelings and desire without disrupting thoughts. The biggest obstacles to immersion are insecurities and worries that prevent total presence in the moment. Achieving stillness of mind during sex creates the conditions for extraordinary pleasure. The DV framework operates as a dynamic system where all elements must be present for truly exceptional sex. Like a chain that's only as strong as its weakest link, your sexual quality will be limited by whichever element is least developed. For sexual mastery, focus first on your weakest element while maintaining balance across all four. Dominance is the only sexual element where physical attributes translate into psychological stimulation, though physical size accounts for only about 5% of overall dominance. What truly matters is acting dominantly in the bedroom, which stems from a fundamental mentality. Internalizing the belief that as a male, you are inherently dominant, and as a female, she is inherently submissive. Developing this dominant mentality begins with specific techniques. Though they may initially feel uncomfortable, you'll be surprised by women's positive responses. Start by trying these techniques when she's extremely aroused, and as you witness their effectiveness, your dominant mindset will strengthen naturally. Always lead sexual interactions, deciding when, where, and how. Never ask for sex or permission. Take it decisively. Hesitation and seeking permission are turnoffs. Don't ask her to do something. Tell her to do it. If she gives token resistance, override her, giving her the sexual pleasure she desires but may not initiate herself. Pain can be incredibly exciting for women when applied correctly. It works through two elements: physical stimulation, which by itself reduces immersion, and psychological stimulation, which increases dominance and provides variety. Introduce pain at the right time in relationships, typically after a few months when you're comfortable with each other. Focus on dominant pain rather than annoying pain. Manhandling over the knee of an alpha male is quality dominant pain, while clumsy pinching is just annoying. Effective manhandling techniques include the door slam, pressing her against a door, ripping clothes off, hair pulling, grabbing close to the roots, and spanking. These create dramatic psychological effects without excessive physical pain. Dirty talk dramatically improves sex. Use a deep, dominant tonality like a hypnotist, passionate but controlled. The best time for dirty talk is when she's highly aroused. Focus on five main themes: acknowledging her hidden sexual nature, personalizing your language, my slut rather than just a slut, expressing possession, showing your excitement for her, and emphasizing your control. Orgasm control, making a woman climax against her will, is a powerful form of dominance. When she's approaching climax, tell her you're going to make her come and there's nothing she can do about it. She'll typically resist, trying to hold back her orgasm, which creates tension and anticipation. When the orgasm finally breaks through her resistance, it becomes significantly more intense. Emotion permeates every aspect of sex. To master sex, you must also master creating strong emotions. Some men resist this, claiming to be tough guys who avoid emotional connection, but this stems from fear of rejection or being hurt. This emotional guardedness ultimately sabotages their sexual relationships. Creating emotion works like a snowball effect. Initially, you must deliberately build small emotional connections that may not immediately transform your sex life. However, once the emotional momentum begins, it self-reinforces. Stronger emotions lead to better sex, which creates even stronger emotions. Your job is to consistently nurture these emotions through sex while avoiding behaviors that might cause her to shut down emotionally. A common obstacle to building emotional connection is when men aren't sufficiently emotional themselves. To create strong emotions in a woman, you must also feel strong emotions. While women are naturally more emotional than men, if your emotional engagement is significantly lower than hers, she'll sense the imbalance and protect herself by restraining her own feelings. Emotional talk intensifies sex just as dirty talk enhances dominance. The rule is to reciprocate her level of emotion. Being more emotional ruins dominance, while being significantly less emotional inhibits her feelings. Focus on three main themes: possession, your feelings toward her, and her feelings toward you. The possession theme combines dominance and emotion. Tell her she belongs to you, though be careful with this early in relationships. Dirty talk and emotional talk work best when used together rather than in isolation. Don't worry about making smooth transitions between the two styles or even ensuring everything makes logical sense. The combination creates powerful sexual experiences regardless. What happens after sex affects future sexual experiences. While emotional connection is built during sex, it's solidified afterward. Don't waste what you've built by leaving or acting platonically. When a woman talks emotionally after sex, never exceed her level of emotion, but don't be shy about reciprocating. Teasing creates intense negative emotions that enhance sexual pleasure through denial and anticipation. The key principle is that it doesn't matter what emotions she feels during sex, only how intense they are. However, teasing can backfire if used before she's aroused or if done excessively. Effective techniques include building anticipation before physical escalation, rubbing against her before penetration, shallow thrusting while making her beg for deeper penetration, or even leaving the room briefly at peak arousal before returning for intense gratification. Variety represents one of the four critical components of sexual mastery. This element explores how sexual diversity and novelty maintain excitement and fulfillment through both physical and psychological variation. The sexual beast embodies dominance, fully embracing his animal nature without inhibitions. He commands his partner, treats her like property in the bedroom, and satisfies her deepest desires. He manhandles his girl, talks dirty while giving her intense orgasms, and represents the dominant male archetype seen in bondage fantasies. The passionate lover emerges from romance novels rather than dirty fantasies. He captivates by arousing emotions before sex even begins, experiencing strong feelings himself. Sex with him feels like souls intertwining, slow, sensual, with emotional talk. He utilizes both positive emotions like love and negative emotions, making every encounter an intense emotional adventure. The tantric master achieves perfect mental stillness during sex and brings his partner into that state. Sex with him feels dreamlike. Past and future fade away, leaving only the present moment and shared pleasure. His mental tranquility, focus, and absence of insecurities make sexual encounters intensely pleasurable. The shapeshifter masters sexual variety by embodying all three other archetypes. Like Mystique from X-Men, who can physically transform, the shapeshifter psychologically transforms between different bedroom personalities. He unpredictably shifts between being a sexual beast, passionate lover, and tantric master, sometimes embodying multiple archetypes simultaneously. Physical variety prevents repetition and boredom. This means varying foreplay, sometimes extensive, sometimes minimal, sometimes none. Using different positions, alternating between hard, deep, and slow sensual rhythms, and mixing up orgasm patterns. Make her climax different ways, clitorally, vaginally, and anally, and vary where you ejaculate. Psychological variety represents the highest form of sexual diversity. Rather than restricting yourself to one sexual persona, adopt different personalities in bed. Combine dirty talk with emotional expressions, shifting between calling her your personal slut and telling her you love her. These seemingly schizophrenic personality changes work best when she's highly aroused. Keep her wondering what will come next psychologically, as predictability is the root of all boredom. Immersion is the absence of distracting thoughts and fears, being totally in the moment, experiencing the natural flow of things. Your level of immersion dramatically affects sexual pleasure, as constant distracting thoughts and insecurities prevent you from realizing sex's full potential. All thoughts in bed are manifestations of insecurities. While negative thoughts obviously harm performance, positive affirmations like "I'm the man" are equally destructive. We only need to psych ourselves up for things we find difficult. Even planning thoughts about technique reduce arousal. Aim for complete mental stillness during sex, just as you wouldn't need to mentally prepare yourself for eating cereal. When applying what you've learned, don't try changing everything at once. Focus on the psychological over physical components. Don't micro-adjust angles and positions. Understanding DV helps reduce complex thoughts to simple concepts. Replace "should I spank her or talk dirty" with "time for dominance." Concentrate on improving just one area of your sexual skills at a time. Meditation is excellent practice for improving immersion. When stressed, take 5 minutes to close your eyes, release tension, breathe deeply, and clear your mind. The goal is maintaining this mental stillness during sex. Eventually, sexual pleasure will enhance your immersion beyond what meditation alone can achieve. Mental stillness requires physical stillness. If you're tense, your mind will reflect this. When experiencing immersion problems, focus on releasing all tension from your body. Take deep, slow breaths from your diaphragm rather than shallow chest breathing. If struggling with physical performance like erectile issues, focus on relaxation rather than trying harder to become aroused. Your problem is immersion, not arousal. While making your woman's pleasure a priority is important, focusing too hard on pleasing her at the expense of your own enjoyment is counterproductive. Excessive worrying about what she wants lowers your immersion and makes you act like a bedroom technician, something decidedly unsexy that actually reduces her satisfaction. To enhance immersion, focus primarily on your own pleasure sometimes. Persistent low immersion often stems from insecurities based on limiting beliefs about sex. To achieve sexual mastery, these must be completely destroyed. The penis size myth creates a vicious cycle among sexually inexperienced men. Porn featuring well-endowed performers creates feelings of inadequacy. When these insecure men finally have sex, their immersion is ruined by these insecurities, leading to poor performance, which they wrongly attribute to their size rather than their mental state. In reality, penis size provides minimal physical advantage. Most women's sex toys are average-sized. Society constantly tells us women want equality and respect, not domination. Yet women's secret desires often contradict this narrative. They're frequently attracted to dominant, dangerous men over stable, nice guys. Even women who publicly denounce such behavior often privately crave dominance. The best way to overcome this limiting belief is to witness firsthand how strongly women respond to dominance in real life. Despite our supposedly progressive world, many religious and traditional influences still frame sex as wrong or dirty. This particularly affects those with conservative upbringings who may intellectually reject these beliefs but still feel guilty during sex. This guilt destroys immersion. To overcome this, you must rid yourself of the shackles of guilt forged by social conditioning. The concept of identity heavily impacts our sexual performance. If past experiences have led you to think of yourself as bad in bed, this identity becomes self-reinforcing with each encounter. To achieve sexual mastery, you must break free of your current sexual identity. This isn't about superficial technique changes, but transforming who you are at your core. Many men believe women don't like emotional guys, based on seduction literature advising men to maintain aloof distance. While emotional detachment may help during initial pickup, once you're regularly sleeping together, it's different. Women aren't turned off by emotional men, only by men who are emotional but not dominant. Combining dominance with emotion dramatically enhances your sex life. The belief that women don't want sex permeates mainstream society, that men should provide dates, romance, and gifts in exchange for sex as a reward. This only applies to men who are terrible in bed. With sexual mastery, you can reverse the equation. Women will buy you gifts and do favors in exchange for the sexual experiences you give them. Women settle for dates and gifts only in the absence of great sex. While psychological stimulation is emphasized throughout the Sex God Method, physical stimulation remains fundamentally necessary. Think of your sexual skills as a tower, with physical stimulation as the foundation and psychological stimulation as the structure built upon it. Without a solid foundation, even the most elaborate psychological stimulation will falter. However, basic physical competency combined with psychological mastery creates exponentially better results than technical excellence alone. Psychological stimulation primes the body's responses, amplifies physical sensations, and creates the mental state necessary for profound sexual experiences. The two most important elements of physical technique, erection quality and stamina, stem directly from your psychological state. Though these problems can occasionally have medical causes, 90% of the time they're psychological in nature. Performance anxiety, stress, or relationship tensions often manifest as physical difficulties. The best solution isn't focusing primarily on physical technique, but on improving your psychological state through confidence building, stress management, and emotional connection with your partner. While the four elements of psychological stimulation, dominance, emotion, variety, and immersion, are universal for all women, physical stimulation preferences vary widely between individuals. Some women require direct clitoral stimulation, others prefer internal stimulation, and many need a combination of both. There are techniques that work well for most women, such as rhythmic stimulation and gradually building intensity, but individual preferences differ significantly. For maximum pleasure with your specific partner, experimentation is necessary, but this should be avoided during the early relationship stages, first 5 sexual encounters, when establishing trust and comfort is paramount. Many men overemphasize fingering and oral sex because they're insecure about their ability to perform during intercourse. This often stems from performance anxiety or misconceptions about female pleasure. They mistakenly believe these activities are what truly please women, while penetration is merely their reward for providing this service. This thinking is completely wrong. Women consistently report that penetrative sex features prominently in their fantasies and desires. Intercourse provides superior physical stimulation because a penis is perfectly shaped to stimulate the vagina's most sensitive areas and reaches deeper than fingers can, creating fullness and pressure that fingers cannot replicate. The moment of first penetration rivals orgasm as sex's most exciting point, especially for women. Psychologically, everything changes for her in this instant. Before, she is her own. After, she's giving herself to you. This moment represents the ultimate physical and psychological union. There are 4 main approaches to first penetration, each creating different psychological effects. Entering after she's had an orgasm, creating heightened sensitivity. Entering after she gives you oral sex, establishing dominance. Using minimal foreplay with dominant penetration, creating intense excitement. Or teasing her until she begs for it, building anticipation to fever pitch. Each approach can be powerful when matched with the right partner and situation. Fantasies add virality to your sex life by transporting your partner to an entirely new reality. When introducing fantasies, always do so when she's already aroused, never during non-sexual moments. As she gets more turned on, amplify your fantasy talk. Never explicitly state you're enacting a fantasy. Simply presuppose you're already in it. The exhibitionist fantasy challenges our social conditioning that sex should be private and hidden. Beneath our inhibitions, we all desire to express sexuality freely, making public sex a common female fantasy. To introduce this fantasy, suggest people are watching her during sex. Frame it dominantly. Emphasize what a slut she is for being watched while getting fucked. The father-daughter fantasy exploits the taboo of incest to create intense sexual excitement. Many girls develop and repress sexual desires for their fathers during formative years. Begin by having her call you daddy during sex, a mild transgression most women accept easily. The critical transition comes when you explicitly identify yourself as her father, ideally just before her orgasm. The forced sex fantasy allows a woman to experience complete submission without the devastating emotional trauma of actual forced sex. The key is introducing it after she's already excited, telling her how much you want to fuck her regardless of her wishes. She gives token resistance, which you ignore, continuing to dominate her with words and actions. The virgin fantasy recreates the powerful emotional experience of losing virginity. This fantasy works by telling her how tight she is and pretending it's her first time. The technique involves slowly easing into her, building anticipation with emotional talk about taking her virginity, then suddenly plunging deep when she gives consent to take her virginity. Beyond these universal fantasies, you should explore creating custom experiences. Every woman has unique desires. Discover them by asking what she's fantasized about after sex. Share your own fantasies first to create a safe space for her to express hers. Even if her fantasy seems strange to you, honor it without judgment. The journey to sexual mastery requires a profound understanding that sex represents our ultimate human experience, a primal force that connects mind, body, and spirit. Yet modern society often reduces it to just another daily task or biological function, stripping it of its transformative power. True sexual mastery transcends mere physical technique, encompassing emotional intelligence, spiritual connection, and psychological understanding. The knowledge shared through this method reveals sex's multifaceted power, It builds deep, lasting relationships through intimate bonding, creates and amplifies love through neurochemical responses, alleviates stress through hormonal regulation, and generates incomparable experiences that engage all human senses. This holistic approach to sexuality integrates ancient wisdom with modern understanding of human psychology and physiology. Armed with these insights, which separate the initiated from the masses, practitioners must resist falling back into societal programming and old patterns. Instead, apply these teachings methodically to transform sex from a mere physical act into the transcendent experience it's meant to be. This requires consistent practice, mindful attention, and dedication to mastering both the physical and emotional aspects of sexual connection. The ripple effects of sexual mastery extend beyond individual relationships. As more men embrace these principles and become sexual gods, society gradually shifts toward a more enlightened understanding of sexuality. This cultural evolution breaks down outdated taboos, challenges restrictive social barriers, and fosters a more sexually open and honest world where both men and women can freely express their desires. The method serves a greater purpose beyond individual satisfaction. It aims to liberate both men and women from the chains of sexual frustration and shame. For women, it offers a path to embrace their natural desires without judgment, discovering new depths of freedom, pleasure, and personal empowerment. For men, it provides a framework to become extraordinary lovers while developing deeper emotional intelligence and spiritual awareness. As a sexual god, you gain access to a realm of experience most never know exists. This mastery influences all aspects of life, from personal confidence to professional success, as the energy and presence developed through sexual mastery naturally extends into every interaction and endeavor.